Light and peace in Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. O Adonai, you are my light. My God, you illumine my darkness. Take up your cross, the Savior said, if you would my disciple be, take off the masks, embrace the truth, and humbly follow after me. Take up your cross, let not its weight fill your weak spirit with alarm. His strength will lift your spirit up and brace your heart and nerve your arm. Take up your cross, heed not the shame, nor let your foolish pride rebel. Our Lord for you the cross endured, and fought the powers of death and hell. Take up your cross and follow Christ, nor think till death to lay it down, for only those who bear the cross may hope to wear the glorious crown. Amen. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. O shepherd of Israel, hear us. You who guide the flock of Joseph, shine forth from your cherubim throne upon Ephraim, Benjamin, Manasseh. Adonai, rouse up your might. Adonai, come to our help. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. Adonai Sabaoth, how long will you seem to frown on our plea? You have fed us with tears for our bread. We drink our tears by the barrel. You let our oppressors mock us, our enemies laugh us to scorn. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. You brought out a vine from Egypt, cleared out nations to plant it. Before it you cleared the ground, made it take root to fill the land. It overshadowed the mountains and covered the cedars with its boughs, stretched out its branches to the sea, its roots to the river Euphrates. Then why are its walls now destroyed? Those who pass help themselves to its grapes. Wild boars tear up its roots, and beasts devour its fruit. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. God of hosts, turn again, we implore. Lean down from the heavens and see. Visit this vine and protect it. Cherish this vine once again. Restore once again our life, and we will invoke your name. Restore the light of your presence, and we shall be saved. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. Behold, the vineyard of Adonai is the house of Israel. A reading from the book of Exodus. Adonai called to Moses and said, "Thus shall you say to the house of Jacob, tell the Israelites, you have seen for yourselves how I treated your oppressors and how I bore you up on eagle's wings and brought you here to myself. Therefore, if you listen to my voice and keep my covenant, you shall be my special people, though all the earth is mine. You shall be to me a royal priesthood, a holy nation." That is what you must tell the Israelites. Thanks be to God.
We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. Obey my voice, keep my covenant, for you are my very own possession. A holy nation, a people set apart. Glory to the One and the Word and the holy breath of love. We are a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people set apart. Though they would have liked to arrest him, they were afraid of the crowds who regarded him as a prophet. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful. From one generation to the next, the mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah and their descendants forever. Glory to the One and to the Word and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen.
though they would have liked to arrest him. They were afraid of the crowds who regarded him as a prophet.
Grant us pardon and peace. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Forgive our sins and neglect. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Give us true faith and undying hope in your love for us. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Strengthen our resolve to follow Christ more closely this Lenten season. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. May we live each day this spring more simply, so that others may simply live. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant light and peace to all those who have died, and consolation to those who grieve their passing. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. On this first full day of spring, O gracious God of creation, we stand in awe before the wondrous beauty of the universe and the miraculous cycle of life and death which you called forth from sun and earth. Open our eyes to the new life which spring shares with us each day, and our ears to the voice of your love, which invites us to follow you on the path that leads to freedom, flourishing, and fullness of life for all people and all creation. For your love is the power that has created all things, sustains all things, and frees all things to join you in building the future, now and forever. Amen. May the God of all compassion fill our hearts with loving kindness for all people and all creation. Amen. May the God of all compassion fill our hearts with loving kindness for all people and all creation. Amen. Let us bless Adonai and give thanks to God.
Queen of the heavens, we greet you. Queen of angels, now we entreat you. Fairest flower, heaven's portal, from whom came the light immortal. Matchless maiden, God did raise you for the universe to praise you. Hear us, O hear us, dear Mother. Show your children Jesus our brother. Pray for us, O gracious Queen of the universe, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. O gracious God, grant to your people lasting health of mind and body. Send us your assistance in times of temptation. May we who celebrate the memory of the Holy Mother of God rise from our sins by the help of her intercession. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.